Yes. The Cult of the Blue Oyster.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. My dad loves Blue Oyster Cult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Godzilla.
Yeah.
And Blue Oyster Cult, but mostly Godzilla. I always like Gadzooki, too. Little weird thing that over there. I don't know. I was too young to really understand any of it. I just thought it was cool when the monster came out and went, it's pretty awesome.
I have not watched any of the new Godzilla movies, but...
They're all right.
Are they?
They're all right. Yeah. You know what? Just when you think they're going to take themselves a little bit seriously and like kind of like, you know, when a lot of the remakes are a lot less campy and a lot more like, what if this really happened? What if Jurassic Park was really a real thing? You know, it's stuff like that. And they get sometimes they get a little bit tripped over their own laces by being too real.
Yeah.
Godzilla has none of that.
That's good.
They're just enough to go and kind of go, oh, this is more modern-y. But really, it's just, oh, so there's a big giant axe that King Kong gets in the middle of the world.
Right.
No, that's cool. But what about, it doesn't matter, we're going on, we're moving on, and it's another action sequence. Before you have a chance to think about anything,
boom, next thing.
Next thing. So if you just want to eat some popcorn and have a great time, Godzilla's the one for you. And that's why I like Godzilla.
Nice. Well, you know, speaking of things that don't take themselves too seriously, or maybe they do, but
in my mind,
shouldn't be taken
can't.
Too seriously. Yeah, because we laugh at them. You laugh because otherwise you cry. Because it is almost to the point of comedy at this point with what's going on with this Gableman review of Wisconsin's 2020 election. So let's dive into it, Brian.
Yeah. So we still want your suggestions. 844-967-2789. What combination of two things equals Michael Gableman? Wisconsin Democracy Campaign submits that Michael Gableman, ugly offspring of Spiro Agnew and Joe McCarthy. What a delicious group of people to be associated with.
Yeah, you know, those are some of America's finest right there.
Yeah, but this is a nice piece, so I'm going to read it to you.
Yeah, let's go into it.
This is by Matthew Rothschild, our political friend, Batman, the... Batman of good governance.
Yes.
Yep. The vigilante of good governance, anyway. If you missed Michael Gableman's testimony at the Wisconsin Assembly Committee on Campaigns and Elections on Wednesday, you're a better person for it. Because you would not have enjoyed seeing this bully in action, trust me. But those with a sixth sense of humor do, and I do. I enjoy. It was better to watch it.
I almost had a spit take because I didn't read this piece yet, and I just took a drink of water as you started reading it.
It was better to watch it than to listen to it. But he was a toxic blend of Spiro Agnew and Joe McCarthy. He went after the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's longtime Capitol reporter, Patrick Marley, referring to him as an activist and deriding the newspaper itself because of its unflattering coverage of Gableman, which I would like to relabel as coverage of Gableman. Just saying the facts about what he's doing is unflattering enough.
Right. If you're doing unflattering things and then somebody goes and covers those things, that coverage is not unflattering. You're doing unflattering things.
How about this? If you want to go and say that his coverage is unflattering or biased in any way, how about you take an article of his, dissect it, take it apart piece by piece, and show me specifically where you think the bad parts are or the misrepresentation is. If you can do that, I'm pretty sure you're not Republican. All right, so moving on. He went after the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's longtime Capitol reporter, Patrick Marley, referring to him as an activist and deriding the newspaper itself because of its unflattering coverage of Gableman. This kind of personal attack on journalists from officials is something we haven't seen in this state for decades. Maybe not in an official setting. How about that? He contemptuously tangled with Mark Spreitzer, Rep. Mark Spreitzer, guest on this show recently,
yeah,
yelling, shame on you, at the legislature, which is a way out of line for a witness. Even more out of line was when Gableman demanded that a comment from Spreitzer be stricken from the record.
Objection.
As though Gableman were still a judge and not a political hack in the employ of Robin Voss. Congratulations there. He made a wildly irresponsible charges about the mayors of Green Bay and Madison, saying they were running and hiding from him when, in fact, they did what anyone would do when getting a subpoena, which is to get a lawyer and defend themselves. He acted as though they do not deserve legal representation or the presumption of innocence. Because I'm not sure that he knows how the law works. I don't think he's been... I haven't seen him demonstrate competency,
Brian. There has not been a single. This entire probe goes against the objective of innocent until proven guilty. They are assuming guilt, and they are going to look for it and find it, and they're doing whatever they can to find that presumed guilt.
Well, here's some more. He made false and slanderous accusations about the Wisconsin Elections Commission, saying they had admitted to engaging in illegal conduct when in fact they've done no such thing. He was rude, and sexist too. He snarled at Rep. Jody Emerson because she wouldn't have coffee with him. Oh, the horror. Gableman has neither the temperament nor the experience. He's admitted he doesn't know how elections work, nor the impartiality to be involved in any way in examining our elections. He said months before Voss hired him that the election was stolen. That's when he said, shame on you. And Spreitzer said, no, shame on you. This is exactly what you said.
Actually, I believe it was Spreitzer asked him how he believes that the probe could come up with an impartial review of the election with the staff that he's hired. And
yes.
That's when Gableman was like, shame on you for asking me that question.
Shame on you for bringing up that I said this.
Shame on you
now
for
that you've
bringing
brought it up
my past comments and the staff that I've hired that's tried to overturn this election from trying to have a nonpartisan review of this election.
Very good stuff.
Very good stuff.
And now he's hired on to his staff other extremely biased partisans like Andrew Kloster, who worked in the Trump administration and also said the election was stolen. And Kloster said has said worse things. In April, he wrote that right-wingers need to hire their own irate hooligans and kept district attorneys to let hooligans like the Proud Boys off the hook. That's an incitement to far-right vigilantes everywhere and a celebration of corrupt law enforcement to boot. Why are Wisconsin taxpayers paying Kloster's salary? Another person of staff is Ron Hoyer, also a former Trump administration official. Hoyer heads the misnamed Wisconsin Voter Alliance, which urged the Wisconsin Supreme Court to toss out the results of Wisconsin's presidential election. Let the legislature choose the state's presidential electors. Why are Wisconsin taxpayers paying Hoyer's salary? And why are Wisconsin taxpayers paying Gableman's salary of $11,000 a month? The sham that Gableman is running is shaming Wisconsin before the eyes of the entire country. It's an awful waste of our taxpayer dollars. Congratulations, Michael Gableman. You are the cross between Spiro Agnew and Joe McCarthy.
And we thank Batman for that excellent submission for what he believes Gableman is a cross between, but we will also take your calls as well. 844-967-2789. Let us know what you think. We'll be right back.